are back. You're listening to You Would Think, the Philly Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Collington, and joining me, as always, it's Mike Giletto.
What up, buddy?
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's good to be back. You know, we had a strong show last week. We got a lot of love for it. We wanted to, you know, throw out a little thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you would consider viral, but we came pretty damn close.
Sure, it's our version of viral. If you guys haven't seen our article last week on if the Flyers should trade for Erik Karlsson, that was our article last week, and it caught a little bit of traction. We were the top Google result for Erik Karlsson for a little while there, and if you have stuck around, thank you. Welcome back.
Yep.
Where You Would Think. Now, and another thing I wanted to point out here is you can find the show on Twitter at YWT Podcast. You can find me at K Collington and Mike at Mike _ Giletto. You can also find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Podcast, and lastwordonsports.com. And now we have something new for you.
We do.
We have a YouTube channel.
Yep. It's just more work for me.
Stop. It took 5 minutes. You're fine. So what that YouTube channel is basically going to be is we're going to put up audio versions of the show. And part of that is just for ease of listener use, right? Instead of having to go to Podbean or whatever, you just throw it up on YouTube. Boom. Done.
Yep.
And there is a chance for some bonus content over there. You know, Mike and I have already talked about maybe going to a Flyers game, doing a little bit of a vlog thing. So keep your eye out over there. You can follow us. Search You Would Think Podcast. I don't know if there's a URL.
There is. I don't have it. I wasn't prepared. I don't have it on me. Yeah, so I'm sure there is.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes for this one.
Yeah.
But and you can subscribe to us over there. And not only will you see the show every Monday, you'll also, you know, maybe get some bonus content.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it'd be really cool for the Stadium Series game.
Yeah.
I mean, because one or both of us will be there.
Yeah. So, I know I'm going. It's up to you, right. You know, Mr. New Dad.
Exactly. That there's some obstacles that I got to get through first.
You can convince the wife to go.
Exactly.
Well, at least to let you go.
Right.
But so, we'll definitely try to make it happen. I think Ben's coming out for that,
is
too.
He?
I think he's talking about it.
Nice.
So,
well, he's talking about moving out here forever, so we'll see what happens. No,
we've been talking
that's
about
he's
him
never,
moving
yeah.
out here forever. He hasn't really
we
talked
about
it. We
decide his life, apparently.
Obviously. We're his bosses.
Yep.
That's how this works.
Right.
He kept our books during the NHL playoffs.
That's it.
Yeah, so subscribe to us over there, and we'll keep you updated, and we'll do some vlog-type stuff and some bonus content specifically for our YouTube followers. And like I said, there will be a link to that page in the show notes. And that's it. At its worst, it's another way to see the show. At its best, you're going to get some bonus content.
There you go.
Maybe that's where we'll do our next giveaway. I know we've talked about some different ways to do giveaways, and YouTube subscribers is a good way to do it.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe we'll do that. So we're going to kind of get into today's show. It's going to be a little bit conversational. You know, we had a pretty big topic last week. We had Mike's dad. It was exciting. We were coming back from a week off. This week, we kind of just get back into the swing of things. And we're going to do that with the Phillies. So, hey, Mike, catch me up with the Phillies.
Yeah, they had an interesting series against the Mets.
Okay.
They played five games in 4 days.
Yeah, a lot of runs scored.
Yeah. Especially the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or was it Friday? 24-4 they lost.
So, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good, but
no.
Thankfully it's just one L in the scoring column.
Right.
So it doesn't carry over. It doesn't count as three losses or anything insane.
The loss is a loss.
Yeah, where's the division standings?
The standings, I just had them up.
Last time I checked, they were down a game.
So they're down a half game.
Down half a game.
Yeah, the Braves lost last night.
Okay, so they're down a half a game. They're still in the running. Washington's probably done.
They're seven games back.
They're seven games back, and they're not putting on the charge that we expected them
right.
to put on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we kind of thought maybe at the All-Star break, all right, now they're going to put their foot on the gas. They didn't add any pieces at the deadline. They haven't really put their foot on the gas moving forward. It looks like Washington's going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And they were talking about, you know, Harper being available, too. I mean,
I know. And I believe I said that on that show.
Yeah.
The show leading up to the trade deadline, I said, hey, I wonder if Harper's available.
Yeah.
Right? If they just look at it and decide to trade him for some value because they know at the end of the season he's going to walk for nothing. Because I don't imagine he's going to stay there.
Nah, he's gone.
He's going to get he's going to get a $500 million contract somewhere.
I think they'll offer him that, but what incentive does he have to stay?
No, I don't think he has any. Like, right. And especially if they miss the playoffs, like, he doesn't even have the, hey, come win a championship with us
right.
thing, because they're getting older, right? Strasburg can't stay healthy. Scherzer's getting old. Who else is there?
I mean, yeah, Daniel Murphy, who's, again, getting older. Right, Rendon exactly. getting older. Zimmerman that, getting older.
That team is going down before it comes back up.
Yeah.
Like, they're closer to a rebuild than a championship, I would say.
Well, they're going to be at the bottom of the standings once Harper leaves.
Oh, yeah. Because I also think that somebody else will leave, too. Daniel Murphy will ask for a trade or something will happen. They're going to end up not being a very good team. They're going to go back to being what they were when they came over from Montreal.
Right.
Remember that, by the way?
Yeah.
It's weird that this franchise was the Montreal Expos once upon a time.
Yeah, the good old days of Vlad Guerrero.
Vladimir Guerrero. Yeah, that was interesting when they came over to Washington. But, you know, it is what it is. But regardless, back to the Phillies. They're half a game out.
Yeah.
About 6 weeks left in the regular season.
Something like that, yeah.
Something in the neighborhood of 6 weeks. So it's time to hit the playoff button. You know, it's time to start playing playoff
baseball.
Yeah, and
they're in a race. They're playing meaningful baseball here in August.
Yeah, and regardless of whether this team makes the playoffs or misses, it's great experience for a young team.
Yeah.
Right, because the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, you're going to be playing playoff baseball. Right? You're not coasting to a win and actually playing in the playoffs, but like, you're playing meaningful, important baseball. And the Phillies haven't played important baseball in September since like 2011.
Right. Yeah.
So it'll be good for all the young guys. It'll be good for your Rhys Hoskins and your Scott Kingrys and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah it is. Yeah. I mean, a playoff experience is a good thing.
Right. We're on the way up. Atlanta's also on the way up. The division's going to be really competitive for the next couple years.
Acuna's for Atlanta is playing out of his mind.
Yeah. Well, when he's not getting pegged.
Yeah. what do you think of that, by the way?
I think I don't mind the call. I don't mind hitting a guy, you know. The fact that you caught him in the arm, the fact that you caught him in an injury spot,
right,
got
in the
him
elbow.
On the elbow.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you hit him in the middle, if you hit him on the hip.
Between the numbers or.
Right. Mid thigh. It's like, okay, sure. So if you're trying to hit him, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the fact that you caught his elbow, I think, is what makes it a little questionable.
I don't think he was trying to hit his elbow. Like, he was trying to hit him, I think, right. But he wasn't trying to hit his elbow. Nobody has that much control to hit that small of a spot on you.
I agree. And even if, you know, if Acuna turns instead of kind of flinches, if he turns, it hits him right between the numbers.
Right.
So, you know, maybe you could have put the ball a little higher and a little further behind him, but overall, I think it was fine.
And the pitcher, I forget who was it, the pitcher?
Was it Urania?
Yeah, it was Urania. He did end up getting suspended 6 games. So he's gonna miss his start.
And he also got tossed after the first pitch of the game. Yeah. So like he's essentially missing 2 starts.
Yeah. But it just I don't like that call. I mean,
yeah.
Also, I mean, the guy hit, what, hit a home run at like 3 or 4 consecutive games. He's obviously comfortable. You got to do something to throw him off his game.
You got to shake him up.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about the fact that the MLB promoted that as, oh, the bench is clear in Toronto or in Miami. Oh, watch this video. It was the lamest bench clearer of all time. Yeah. They all walked out, stood, said hey to their buddies, and walked back. There wasn't even a push.
No, there wasn't.
Like, we've talked about
there was some conversation.
We've talked about baseball fights being nowhere near as good as hockey fights.
They can be. Like, the good old days of the Yankees, Red Sox.
What's the best one in the last 10 years?
The best fight in the last 10 years?
The best fight in the last 10 years is Odor and Batista.
Yeah.
Because there was at least one solid punch thrown.
Yeah, there was.
And there was only one.
Right.
And that's the best fight in the last 10 years.
Right.
By far.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
Like, baseball fights are a joke.
Yeah, for the most part, they are. I agree with you.
And, like, things used to get nasty in the 90s, but they're all friends now.
Yeah.
There's no rivalries. Yankees Red Sox is close.
They're getting back there now that they're both good again.
Right, but that's still not even on the level of like that 2004 year, right? That ALCS, the Manny Ramirez's and the Derek Jeters and the Mariano Rivera's and the Dustin Pedroia's. Like, it's nowhere near that level.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the Cubs and Cardinals are starting to develop a little bit of a rivalry. They've had one in the past, and now the Cardinals are actually playing well.
Name three Cardinals.
Carpenter, who's almost having an MVP type season.
Okay. That's one.
Who else? I almost said Pujols. Wow.
Yeah. It tells you all you need to know, doesn't it?
Wow. Okay. But ever since they fired Matheny, they've been playing very good baseball.
Sure. And listen,
they're only four games back.
Right. And I'm all for rivalries. I do like baseball, but it's tough when people try to compare it to something like hockey.
You can.
No, because the intensity is not there. And it just, I don't know. Baseball fights are lame.
I think they're the second best sport fight. I mean, football, they don't even fight. You throw one punch and
you get ejected.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Basketball, you got to use mops and shit like that in order to.
So honestly, yeah. I know we had a big old conversation about whether or not this is a sport last week. There were some good NASCAR fights.
NASCAR fights.
Oh yeah,
fights break out of NASCAR.
One guy causes a wreck, and then back in the pits after the race, somebody will come up and just clock them.
I'm not talking about NASCAR.
There are some good.
Move on.
Listen, I'm just saying, if you want to talk fights. If you consider NASCAR a sport,
I don't.
I know, but if you consider NASCAR,
nobody should.
If you consider NASCAR a sport, then I would say that they're second in best fights.
No,
yeah,
One, they're not a sport.
Because if they're fighting on the field of play,
not a field.
It's a road. Field. Stop.
It's a road
in the field of play. If one of them is, if they're fighting there, then somebody's going upside down at 180 miles an hour. And if they do it in the back, those fights get nasty.
I could go out of my car and find a random jamoke to go punch, and it's the same thing as a NASCAR fight.
Except you would get your ass kicked.
Well, whatever. At least, I'll go down swinging.
Sure. Regardless, there was a bench-clearing brawl, in heavy air quotes. Between
a bench-clearing conversation.
Yeah.
Let's call it that.
A bench-clearing press conference.
Yeah.
Between Atlanta and Miami the other day. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of a rivalry, maybe? Question mark? Except Miami's atrocious.
Back to the Phillies.
Yeah, back to the Phillies.
So, they lost 24-4 in that first the first game of the doubleheader to the Mets. Then they won the next two. So, but then they lost again. But to Jacob DeGrom, who's having I think he's a Cy Young candidate at this point. I think he's going to win the Cy Young.
A four-game split.
They play game five today, or tonight, actually, in Williamsport for the Little League Classic.
Right, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool that they're doing that. And it's the Mets, right?
Yep.
It's the fifth game in that series.
Yeah.
Which is strange. Yeah, because
one of the games of the doubleheader, obviously, was a makeup game.
Right. No, I know.
So
it's, you don't see the regular season five-game series.
Games in 4 days is nuts.
Well, I mean, whatever. It's a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Again,
5 games in 4 days is nuts when one of them you have to drive 3+ hours to Williamsport.
That doesn't bother them. They're major league players. They're used to traveling between games.
Yeah.
Where's the Phillies' next series? Is it back at home?
It's in Washington.
Okay, so they have to drive from Williamsport to Washington.
On Tuesday.
It's not that. And they have a day off?
Yeah, they do
have
a day off. Yeah, they do have a day off.
It's no big deal at all then. Regardless, we're going to keep you guys up to date on the Phillies. We're a couple weeks out from the playoffs.
Yeah, and before the series with the Mets, they did split to the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
It was only a 2-game series, but they did split nonetheless.
They're playing with the Boston Bruins, who are...
Bruins?
The Boston Red Sox. We're a hockey podcast first and foremost. They split with the Red Sox. Sorry, I got it on the brain because I'm actually going to Boston in October.
Are you?
Yeah. So I planned the trip. And then I looked at the Bruins schedule because I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, maybe I'll go see a Bruins game. It'll give me a chance to wear my Team USA jersey or my Halifax Highlanders jersey. They play the Flyers the Thursday of the week I'm going.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'll be at that game. Nice. Thursday, October 25th in TD Garden, I'll be there. We haven't bought our seats
yet. Have you ever been to the Garden?
I have not. The
fake Garden, not the real Garden.
The only venues I've been to for hockey are the Wells Fargo Center, the Spectrum, PPG Paints, whatever their arena is called in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Heinz Field.
Right.
You've
never been up to the Prudential Center?
No. I haven't been to the Prudential Center. I haven't been to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
I haven't been out to Long Island or Brooklyn. Depending on when we're talking about. I haven't been down to Washington. I haven't been to any of the close ones. The only ones I've traveled for are the Pittsburgh games.
Right.
Yeah, and it's got to change. And
it's going to change.
I'll be changing in October.
Right, there you go.
So maybe we'll do a you would think meetup if there's any of our Boston fans.
Maybe that'll be the first time you vlog on a...
Yeah, that might...
While you're there.
I hinted at it earlier, but that might be a vlog on the channel. Maybe I'll do a little Boston vlog.
There you go.
So, you know, we'll figure all that out. And we'll move on. I think we're done talking about the Phillies, right?
Yeah.
They played with the Red Sox. They're showing that they're
real quick. I talked about it when it happened. The Ramos trade was gigantic.
It was huge. Yeah,
I mean, you see the pop that he had. I think he was 3-for-4 in his first game, 2 doubles and a triple.
He's definitely.
And that was the game against the Red Sox. So I mean, he has so much pop that this team needed.
And you got him for what, like a mid-level prospect?
Something like that. Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah. It was a big trade. And I said it when it happened. It was huge.
You'll hear it from me right now. If the Phillies make the playoffs, Ramos gets a clutch hit.
Yeah. I mean,
a double in the eighth inning of a tie game or something huge. He's going to do something important. You know, a la your Matt Stairs from 2008.
Yeah. And he's a player that can hit gap to gap. He doesn't look for the home run or strikeout.
No,
he's going to try to drive it into the gap and get some extra bases, get some RBIs, get some knocks.
He's a great contact hitter. He's exactly what this team needed. He's a steady bat that can sit somewhere in the middle of the lineup. He can bat anywhere from 5 to 8 consistently, depending on who's around them. He's a great pickup.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's better defensively than the two other guys we have. Yeah.
People who give Klintak a hard time need to just be quiet at this point.
Yeah.
Like he did a great job at this trade deadline.
Yeah, he did.
We talked about it on last week's show with Mike's dad. They did a great job of adding a couple of pieces without mortgaging any sort of future.
Yeah.
They didn't give up anything big for the near future. They didn't give up anything big long term. You know, maybe one of your mid level guys spikes and hits, but you can't play around that forever, right? It's at a certain point you got to trade a mid level prospect, and if he turns into somebody, oh well. And if Justin Bour helps us, or, you know, Justin Bour or Wilson Ramos, if one of them help us win a playoff series, then it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, because you don't know what these prospects are going to turn into. I mean, it's a crapshoot.
And if they do turn into something, it won't be for 3 or 4 years, more than likely.
Yeah, it's a trade you had to make. And I mean, I said it before. You saw the big team go out and get the big fish, and the Phillies answered.
And I think the Phillies are okay with not going out and getting a big fish, because I don't think they're ready to be a big fish.
I consider Ramos a big fish. Like, I know some people don't, but when it happened, like, I think he was a big fish for them.
He's on the last year of his contract.
I don't remember.
Do me a favor and look up Wilson Ramos's contract information. Because if he's on the last year of his deal, and if this is a rental, then it's not a big trade. All right, it's a medium piece. It's fine.
Well, I think it's a big trade for this year.
It's a big trade for this year, but I'm saying it's not even Machado level for this year.
Oh, no, not at all.
Wilson Ramos is probably 60% of the player that Manny Machado is.
Well, it's different, because I think Wilson Ramos is a top 3 catcher in the league. Maybe top 5, but I'd want to say top 3
that's fair.
At his position.
That's fair. It's a good upgrade, and it's an upgrade that this team needed without spending too much. Because if you had gone after a Machado, what would it have cost you? That's the thing.
Right.
So I think this was a really good value.
He is a UFA.
Right. So this is essentially a rental, unless you can re-sign him.
Right.
I think it's good value. It's good bang for your buck.
Yeah.
You got a very good catcher for a mid-level prospect.
Right.
Make that trade every day of the week.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you can get him to re-sign with you, even a 2-year deal... If you can get him to re-sign with you, you know, even a 2-year deal, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, because that could mean future playoff series, right? That could mean that this team is ready to make a run as early as next year.
Yeah, I mean, seems like they're ready to make a run this year.
Maybe
not a World Series run, but...
No,
I'm
talking about parade level run. Right. You know, we talked about the Flyers versus the Phillies.
They're probably a year or two away. Reese Hoskins has been struggling lately.
So you're saying the Flyers win a cup before the Phillies win a championship.
And there's a callback.
Going back to that.
But I mean, Hoskins has been struggling. Kingery hasn't really taken the next step yet. I mean, they're still young.
Yeah, so. I agree. But all right, we're gonna transition into our topic this week. And a couple weeks ago, Mike sprung on me the top 10 sports movies of all time.
We're going back to this, huh?
No, we're not. So I decided this week to return the favor insofar as I'm going to spring a topic on Mike. And I think it's going to be able to generate some conversation. I want you to create your ideal all-time historical Flyers starting lineup.
Just Flyers players.
Yeah. A center, okay. Two wingers, two defensemen, and a goalie.
So starting lineup.
Right. And I'm going to do this as anyone who was ever Flyers property.
Okay.
So even a guy like Patrick Sharp never really played for the Flyers.
Win a Calder Cup for the Philadelphia Phantoms.
But he didn't make his name as a Flyer.
Right.
But he was Flyers property, so he's eligible.
Now, can I play somebody out of position? Can I take three centers?
You got to have at least one winger.
Okay.
I can let you cheat a little bit and play one center on the wing, but you got to have at least one wing here.
Okay. So right off the bat, let's go number 88.
Oh God.
Number 88 down the middle.
So who's going to play the second and third period when he gets hurt?
All right. So number 88, let's see. Now there's so many to choose from, obviously.
I know. It's a big question. And I know I kind of sprung it on you.
Yeah, so here I think.
Let me give you a little bit of mine.
I think the defense is actually easier than offense.
Yeah,
but
let me give you a little bit of mine.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to start in net with Mr. Bernie Perron. Obviously.
He was going to be the same for me, yeah.
And, you know, maybe we'll throw it. You know what? Let's draft this. We're both going to draft? Yeah, we're both going to draft our starting lineup.
Okay, this is interesting.
All right. So I'm going to ask Siri to flip a coin here to decide who goes first.
Okay.
Call it?
All right, let's go heads.
Siri, flip a coin.
Heads.
So it's heads.
There you go.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but Siri says heads. So Mike's going to get the first pick here. Now you have a goalie, two defensemen, and three forwards.
Siri's got my back.
Yeah. Three forwards, at least one winger.
Okay.
Please, just for the sake of the game.
Now I feel like I'm cheating if I say...
No, you can take Bernie. That's my fault for exposing my information.
All right, let's go Bernie.
You're going to go Bernie?
I'm going to go number one at number one.
Okay. I'm going to go second here. And since you don't need another goalie, I don't need to draft one. So I can, you know, I can pick him up with my last pick because you're not drafting another goalie.
I'm writing mine down too, so I don't forget.
Yeah, please. And let's see. One Flyers player from... all-time history. Really any position, to be honest. You know what? If we're getting them as their whole career, let's go Chris Pronger.
That's what I was getting.
Okay.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, right. He's one of the best defensemen of all time.
I agree. And the fact that he spent any time in a Flyers uniform makes him eligible.
Yeah.
So that counts for me. So, all right, take your second pick.
All right, so... I know you're not going to take him, but I have to. I can't pass on him. And I said it before, number 88.
You're correct. I'm not taking him.
But I have to. I can't let him stand there.
Okay. So you got... Now, is he playing center? Or
he's
playing
center. The big body up the middle. Yep.
He's playing center. He's taking your face off?
Yep.
Okay. This might not be like the best pick in a vacuum, but the pick I'm taking is Simone Gagné.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's going to play on the wing.
So okay.
I love Gagné.
Of course.
And it might not be the best pick. Like, there might be strictly better options, but I got to do it. I got to do it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Go ahead. Take your third pick here.
So, you know, I'm going to do it. And this isn't me having recency bias.
Okay.
But let's go Claude.
I was hoping that you would sleep on Claude.
Let's go Claude. I think he's starting to have the name of like one of the best Flyers ever.
He's got to be. There was
he has to be.
Yeah, there was a list most points per game adjusted for goal scoring totals or whatever.
Okay,
Claude Giroux was like second or third on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great pick. I was actually hoping that you would sleep on Claude and I'd be able to snag him a little later.
Yeah, well,
I was really
smarter than that.
I was really hoping I'd get him in the third or fourth round. Let's see. You know what? I think I'm gonna flash us back to 2010 here. I'm taking Kimmo Tiininen.
Okay.
Oh, my defensive pairing, Pronger and Tiemannin. That's nasty.
You got the,
considering
the,
you don't have any defensemen yet?
No, I got one next and I'm taking. Well, I guess I could wait now that you have two defensemen.
Yeah, exactly. You can wait as long as you want now. But, well, you already have two of your three forwards.
No, I got two forwards.
Two of your three forwards.
Oh, two. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm building this team strong defensively, and we got Pronger and Chemo. So, all right. Hit me with your fourth pick. You might as well take him. Like, you're going to have to draft the defenseman soon anyway.
Yeah, Eric Desjardins.
Oh, I like Desjardins.
Eric Desjardins.
I like him a lot. I think Chemo and Chris is just a better tandem.
Maybe, yeah.
You got Chris. You got Pronger there as the big stand-up, shut-down, knock-you-on-your-heels defenseman.
Right.
And then Chemo's your puck-moving stud. But, all right. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go up front here. We're going to go Danny Briere.
Okay. I mean, Mr. Playoff.
Yeah. By the way, we are just drafting from a very specific time frame.
I think I've been
other than Bernie.
I think I've been kind of all over the place a little bit.
I'm basically drafting the 2010 team, and I acknowledge that. But, all right. You got...
So how many do you have left? What do you have left? You just got one forward left?
I have one forward and a goalie. And you have one forward and a defenseman.
Let's go number 16.
Okay.
Bobby Clarke.
Yeah, that's a great pickup.
Probably the best flyer of all time.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I'm a little lacking on a real center here. Because, like, Danny B took some faceoffs, but he was more of a winger. Simone Gagné was just a winger. So, and you have probably the three best centers in Flyers history.
Right, but Drew is technically a winger now. So.
Yeah, that's weak.
So we're good.
That's weak.
We're good.
That's a little cheaty.
I met the requirements.
It's cheaty and you know it.
I met the requirements. We're good.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, but it's cheap and you know it. You probably have the three best centers in Flyers history.
I'm a good drafter. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Sure. I mean, they're not going to get past Pronger, but like that's fine.
And Pronger will catch Lindros with his head down.
Obviously. That's why I asked who's going to play the second and third period. I knew I was drafting Chris Pronger. So, my center. God, this is tough. There's some good centers. But like I said, you kind of picked off the easy top three. You know what? If we're going to build a good defensive team, I'm going to go Sean Couturier.
Interesting
he's
pick.
He's played with Claude for a long time.
Who are the other two forwards again?
Danny B and Simone Gagné.
Okay.
So I got a little bit of goal scoring.
I'm surprised you left off a guy like John LeClair.
I like John LeClair a ton. Yeah. I love John LeClair. I love him. But I gotta have somebody taking draws.
Right. That's why I realized I'm surprised you didn't take him over Danny B or...
Yeah.
Or Gagné.
Listen, trust me,
anybody can hear my dogs right now, I apologize. They're going nuts in the background.
Yeah, they're still getting used to the baby being here and et cetera, et cetera. So we're working on them.
But so I got a defenseman left.
I wanted to go John LeClair so bad. And if we were building second,
I almost did.
If we were building second lines also, I would be drafting them. But we're not. We're keeping it to a first line. We're keeping it fairly
simple.
We'd
be here all day if we did
I mean, hey, I got nothing better though.
Right. So I got a defenseman left.
You got a defenseman left, yeah. By the way, spoiler alert, my last pick is Ron Hextall in goal.
There you go. So, I figured it would be. Yeah. You not going Pelle?
No. He didn't have enough career.
I get it.
And it's a shame.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't pick him over Hextall, right? If he plays two or three more years and establishes a little bit more of a case, all right, cool. Maybe we have a conversation. But just with what Hextall literally did, it's hard to go projection on Pelle. I'm sorry, we're getting news from the news desk. we're getting a little breaking news from Mike's dad.
He's here painting my bathroom.
He's in the house hanging out, you know, with the baby and doing some work on the bathroom. He has given us his list of appears to be a starting lineup.
Can I give my last one before you
go
read
for
his?
It.
I don't want to
it.
See him. I'm stealing off of him. So it sounded like one of two guys for me for my last defensive spot.
Yeah.
It's either Schultz or Howe.
I don't think Schultz was a defenseman. Senior, did Schultz play wing?
Schultz
did
was a defenseman.
Did Schultz play wing?
Okay, never mind.
We have confirmation from someone who was actually there.
There you go.
Dave Schultz played wing.
I could have swore he was a defenseman. Just how much I know.
Yeah.
Then it's easy. How?
Okay. Now, reading Mike Senior's list, keep in mind, he did not have to draft. So, right, he just got to make a list.
Right.
His list is Bernie and Net, Howe and Pronger on D, Clark, Barber, and Kerr in the forward spots. He did write or LeClaire. So I assume that's for one of the forward spots.
Right.
So we picked from the 2010 era for the most part. Your dad basically ripped the 75 team and Chris Pronger.
Right.
Like, you acknowledge you did that, right?
How's the 80s?
Oh, okay. Sorry. The 80s for Hal. My bad.
And best ever by far.
Anyway,
all right,
we're having fun here. This is one of those summer shows, right? We don't have three Flyers games to analyze and break down, and we don't have next week's games to predict and look forward to. So we're just hanging out and having some fun. And this is the kind of list, you know, this is the kind of thing Ben might call this filler, but that's okay because we had some fun with it. I like seniors list.
Yeah.
I like your dad's list. I mean, you can't really go wrong.
No, you can't.
No,
I think my list is a little better, but, you know, whatever. I mean,
sure. And if he was involved in the draft, things might have gone a different way because Bernie wasn't available, Pronger wasn't available, Clark wasn't available, you know, unless you draft them highly.
Right.
So, you know, maybe things go a little different. But regardless, it's a good list. And I like my list. I like your list. Maybe we'll have to do something where we create these guys in an NHL game and play them against each other. So, yeah, read me off your lineup again. Your goalie was Perrant.
My goalie was Perrant.
Yeah. Now, give me your defenseman.
My defenseman were... I forgot to write them down. Desjardins and Mark Howe.
Okay. I had Pronger and Chemo.
Okay. I think I have a slight edge.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I love Desjardins. He wasn't a numbers stud. He was a good... character
no,
guy.
But Howe is the best Flyers defenseman of all time.
That's valid. I would say that's valid, but that's also...
And I think Desjardins is actually a better player than Thiemann.
But that's also... I think Howe had the best career in a Flyers uniform. I think Pronger had the better career.
Sure.
Just didn't spend as much time in a Flyers uniform.
No, he was only here for, what, a year or two before he got hurt?
So. Right, I think he was here for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And he wore the C for most of it.
Yeah.
So clearly he had the leadership thing too.
Right, but that doesn't matter, remember?
Listen, you're the one who says it doesn't matter, Mike.
And then forwards. Who did I have? Lindros.
You wrote it down.
I wrote two of them down. Lindros, Giroux, and Clark.
And who's taking the draw?
That's going to be number 88.
Okay.
Not necessarily the draw. Maybe Claude within the circle, but as soon as it's dropped, they switch because I want the big guy in the middle.
Okay.
Give me 88.
I heard
in the
that
middle.
About you.
Yep. There you go. I guess. I don't know how to take that.
Anyway,
at this point.
I have Coots with Gagne on his left and Danny B on his right. That's a good line.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
It's a solid two-way line. I think my line's a little better. What's the verdict over there? Dad, what lineup is better?
Who wins?
It's really close.
It's
okay.
It's really close. And also, not Kerr. Definitely, hands down, Recchi. And you guys have
Recchi?
Forgotten him. I didn't forget him. I thought about him, but...
Oh, yeah, I thought about him too, but it was
hard. I think Giroux, Lindros...
So, I'm sorry, Recchi comes in for
and
Kerr?
Clark.
Yes.
Okay, so your forward core is Clark, Barber, Recchi.
Okay.
Okay. Senior's list is Clark, Barber, Recchi. God, this is a mess.
It always is, isn't it?
I know, but it's great. That's what we're here
Hopefully
for.
Hopefully this one goes viral and we'll get another 10,000 views.
There you go. It would be really interesting to watch that team play, like 5-on-5.
Yeah.
Or 6-on-6, you know, with the goalies.
Right,
but.
Yeah.
And then I think you have an edge in goal. I mean, just factually speaking, I think you have an edge in goal.
Right.
I don't think it's that much of an edge, though.
No.
Ron's really, really good.
Sure.
Ron was really good at his peak.
Yeah, he was.
So,
I mean, he made a living on, you know, slashing guys' ankles and...
Hey, man.
But whatever.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right.
Okay.
Now let's do an all-time NHL list.
Nah. Ooh, okay.
We're doing this?
Are we drafting this?
Sure. Why
yeah,
not?
Let's draft
this
us.
Is a shit show.
Yeah.
All right.
Senior, you got more work to do. All right.
We've only been a half hour, and we got time.
Yeah, so do I get to take the first pick because you had the first pick last time?
Sure, take 99.
Or do you want to flip another
99.
Coin? Or do you want to flip
it? We'll flip a coin.
All right,
we'll flip a
call
coin.
It.
Tails.
Siri, flip a coin, please.
Tails.
two for two.
So Mike's 2 for 2. All right, here.
I'll get 99.
Obviously.
I mean, we should have kept them off, probably, but you know, whatever.
If you're taking 99, I'm taking 66.
Okay. All right. is he writing his list down?
Mike's dad is going to work while we draft here. All right, so we both have centers. Now for this one, I'm going to make you do two wings.
Two wings, okay.
None of this two centers on the forward line.
So
garbage.
I already got my center picked up.
Yeah, you're done. No more centers.
I'm going to go in net, and this might be a little. I don't know if it's controversial, but it's a little more recent. Let's go Marty Brodeur.
Okay. I think...
Let's go Brodeur.
Honestly, now that you've already picked, there's enough great goalies that you wasn't prioritizing it. Right. I'm waiting on goalie, especially now that you've picked one.
Right.
We're going to go Jari Kurri on the wing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I got Mario feeding to Jari Kurri, which just sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
So, all right. Make sure you actually write your picks down so you can remember this time.
I guess I should do that shit now.
Yeah. You got Marty and Waino.
All right. Are you writing your list down over there?
We have a new bookkeeper for this show.
There you go. Who did I get? I don't even remember.
Mario? Or not Mario. Wayne? Marty. Wayne? Marty.
I got this.
Wayne?
All right. So there's so many to choose from.
Okay. Obviously, that's what all NHL means.
Thanks.
I mean, listen. It's just facts. Now you have two wing spots and two defense spots available.
Yeah. Let's go Boston Bruins, number 4, Bobby Orr.
Okay. It's quality. You can't.
Nah.
No, write it down right this second before you forget.
And I'll forget in a second.
I'm also going to go on defense. I'm going to go Nick Lidstrom.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, I don't care if you liked it.
I loved watching Lidstrom play.
Yeah, he was, I mean, one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's unfair to say at all.
No, not at all.
Senior, you agree? Nick Lidstrom, one of the best of all time? Okay.
I think he said he has him on his list, too.
No, again, he's not drafting.
He's not drafting, right. I was going to take Lidstrom, but, you know, whatever.
Well, guess what? Now you're not, son.
All right, that was mean.
Yeah, deal with it. So, it's your turn.
Again, so many places I can go. Let's go, again, a little more recent. I need a pure sniper.
Okay.
Let's go Alex the Great.
Okay. That's a really Alex good Ovechkin. Pick. Write it down.
There you go.
That's a really good pick.
I got Gretzky feeding to Ovi.
Yeah, seems decent.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Mario feeding to Jari Kurri, so I'm up there with you.
We just received the list.
Yeah, we'll read this after we're done drafting. We're going to keep our draft pure and unimpeded here.
Right.
So it's my pick.
Mm-hmm.
I got Mario Lemieux, Jari Kurri, Nick Lidstrom. Oh, God. Neither of us want to go anywhere near Pittsburgh. And I know we're both thinking about it.
Well, I can't.
I know, because we both have centers already.
All right. Well, I mean, they could, I guess.
No.
There's really no other center to
you know what?
Pittsburgh.
We're going to kind of go to Pittsburgh a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to take Jaromir Jagr on the other wing.
Okay. I can't believe you left this guy that I'm about to say off your forward core. Right, oh, you're dumb forwards,
yeah,
right?
I got Mario, Jari on one wing, and Jagr on the other wing. Yeah. Hit me. I'm scared now.
See, now I don't want to do it because...
Listen, if you want to put him on your list, put him on
Well, no, I'm going to put him on my list, but now I can afford to wait.
That's fair. Yeah, go for it.
Now I can afford to wait. So
I have one defenseman left to draft. And then a goalie. But I'm drafting goalie last because you already used yours.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of strategy here. I wasn't expecting this much strategy.
A little bit. Yeah, I'll give you the defenseman now. Who was I going to say? Oh, my God. I just blanked out.
Nice.
Hold on. It'll come to me.
I know who my defenseman is.
It'll come to me. I literally just had it in my mind. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold up.
Good talk.
Hold up. I literally just had it.
This is riveting radio.
Isn't it? I know.
Hearing Mike go, I know.
I don't remember who my player was.
Well, then go and get the forward out of the way.
No, that's not who it was going to be. God. He just.
If you guys didn't hear that, Mike's dad is trying really hard not to chime in.
Oh, no, it was my forward I was going to say. All right, there we go. Because I was going to get the forward out of the way.
Yeah, right. Go for it.
So my forward, I was probably, okay, I got this. We're good. Stumbled a little bit, but we're good.
Okay.
Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe.
Yep.
I was surprised you left him off the list. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer there.
I feel like he played in an era when the scoring power just wasn't quite as high.
He's one of the best players of all time.
And I understand that he's one of the best of all time and played into his 70s. And yes, I know it was only his 50s or whatever, but he played until he was, you know, wheelchaired out there for the game. But I missed him too much era-wise, right? I never caught the Gordie era. So I had a defenseman and I was going to say him, but then your dad threw some really good names at us.
Are you going to take Chelios?
I think I'm going to have to take Chris Chelios. So my defense is Chelios and Lidstrom, which is disgusting.
Yeah, 100%. But I think my core is about to get even better.
Yeah, obviously. Go for it.
So I said Bobby Orr as my one defenseman.
Yep.
And on the other side, I'm going to take Ray Bourque.
Yeah. Boston style.
Yep.
I went to Red Wings. You went to Bruins.
I think Chelios is more of a Blackhawk, I would say.
That's fair, but he was in Chicago for the Cubs, wasn't he? Or in Detroit for the Cubs? I think he was in Detroit for those Cubs.
I don't know. What?
We're getting word from our expert that yes. Yeah, Chelios was in Detroit for those Cubs.
Just grab a mic and come sit.
You might as well. Okay, so you're gonna finish it off with...
Yeah. No, with let me Bobby write all this down, because again, after number three, I didn't write any of them down, because that's just how I do things.
Yep, I'll let you write your list down. My goalie, by the way, Patrick Waugh.
That's who I was going to take, other than Brodeur, but Brodeur, to me, is just better.
Other names in the running, Bernie Parent, Dominic Hasek, Eddie Belfour. There are some really good options.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the goaltending position is, you know, I would say it's the most important position in sports, other than maybe quarterback.
Yeah. Sure.
I feel like you don't agree.
No, I do. But I don't. Okay, here's one of my hot takes.
Wait. Is it the goalies don't matter? Just the captains don't matter?
No, goalies don't. It's not the goalies don't matter. Goalies are very, very, very important to a season. But you don't necessarily need a great goalie to make a cup run. You need a great team in front of them. Like, the Flyers went to the cup.
So the Flyers are making a cup run this year.
That's not what I said.
Because last week, you yelled and screamed the whole show that the Flyers aren't making a cup run because they don't have great goaltending.
They don't. But they did
make... You just said they don't need great goaltending.
Okay, are you going to let me finish? Or are you just gonna
keep... No, I'm going to yell at you because you say stupid crap.
What part of it was stupid?
Okay, you're just contradicting yourself. Last week... Your line was,
I said the Flyers
aren't making a cup run, and they shouldn't. They don't need to trade the farm to add Erik Karlsson because they're not going to win a championship because they don't have good goaltending.
I didn't say anything about that. I said they should if they can lock him up for another 8 years, but I don't want to give up that much for 1 year because they can't win this year.
If the Flyers add Erik Karlsson this year, are they cup contenders?
Contenders, yeah, but I don't think they win it.
Why?
Because of goaltending.
Your point about how teams don't need great goaltending. Please finish your point. They can win it.
I don't think they would. Okay. But back in 2010 when they went to the cup, they had Michael Layton and
Boucher.
Yeah. I mean, mediocre goaltending. I mean, they got there because of, was Pronger there at that time? I think it was Pronger and Briere.
Yeah.
Two guys that carried that team.
I agree. Simon Gagné had a hell of a playoff run too.
Yeah, and so did Ville Leino.
Yeah. So did Claude Giroux.
I think Leno still has the record for most goals by a rookie in a playoff.
I think it's most points.
Most points, yeah. Is that what it is? So.
All right. Okay. The Flyers might be able to make a cup run and might not. Mike's not really sure. Also, let's read off Senior's list here real quick.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to look at his list. There you go.
He also had Brodeur.
Okay.
He had Orr and Lidstrom.
Okay. Can't go wrong.
And then up front, he had Curry, Gretzky, Ovechkin.
His list and my list are pretty similar.
It's a combination between his list and your list and my list. Right. All six of his players appeared on one of our lists.
Right.
Right. I had Curry and Lidstrom. You had the other four.
Yeah.
Brodeur,
or Gretzky.
Gretzky, Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like we agree with Mike Sr. pretty good on this one.
This is a shit show.
We didn't say anything too stupid, I guess, because he would have yelled at us.
Right. Other than me, like, having a brain fart and thinking Dave Schultz plays defense for some reason. Dave Schultz. I wasn't alive in the 70s, so.
You know what? Mike Sr., I'm going to put that one on you. He should have known better.
He said agreed in case you couldn't hear him.
That's great. God, there's going to be so much background noise in this episode, but that's okay. I know. We're having fun here on You Would Think, and we're going to get out of here, and I'm going to remind you guys to send us your lists. You know, given our, you know what? We're going to make it a little bit of a challenge for you guys. Take our lists off, and we're going to post a picture of those lists on Twitter. Give us your Flyers starting lineup and your all NHL starting lineup as if you drafted with us.
There you go. I wonder if Crosby makes anybody's list now. I mean, he should.
I know, but I hate it.
He should.
Anyway, you can send those to us on Twitter at YWTPodcast. You can find me at K Collington and Mike at Mike_Giletto. You can also find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Podcast, LastWordOnSports.com, and our brand new YouTube channel, the link for which will be in the description of this episode.
There you go.
And
real quick before we get out of here.
Okay, hit me with
it. Eagles news. Carson Wentz is practicing 11-on-11. So there you go. One step closer in his recovery.
Yep. Maybe he starts week one. Maybe he doesn't. We'll talk about that more next week.
I think that's all I had.
That's a good lead in for next week.
There you go. That's all I had.
So next week, we'll get that third preseason game to analyze and really have some Eagles stuff to look at. So come back next week, and we're 1 week closer to hockey season. 47 days from day of recording.
Is that what it is?
Andrew McDonald number of days. I'll see you guys later. Siri, flip a coin.